Every other Wednesday, it's Dodge County Sheriff Day. So Sheriff Dustin Weitzel here with Bree Frank and guest and extra this morning, right?
Yeah,
right?
We do have an extra.
Yeah.
We have our newest hire with us. Deputy Claire Ostell was hired and she's just started. And so we figured trial by fire, we'll bring her to the radio station.
Oh, perfect. Well, this won't hurt too bad, Claire.
No, it won't hurt. It won't hurt. As a matter of fact, we have a bag of popcorn for you,
yeah,
Dustin.
That's for you guys.
Sheriff from Dean Papa, Papa Trucking.
Papa Trucking.
Yeah, yeah. Dropped it off. And I told him, I said, I'll have to take a look at the floor of your cruiser. It's probably covered in popcorn.
Yes. They bring me several bags of popcorn, actually. And we appreciate it.
Yes, we do, too.
The deputy office is also covered.
Yeah, the person who vacuums does not like that.
Yeah,
correct.
No. No. Claire, welcome. Nice to have you here this morning.
Hi, thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're from.
I'm from around here. I don't really know what to say about myself, honestly.
How'd you get into this?
I was in corrections for 3 years. My mom was in corrections for a long time, and I just wanted to do this. So.
Good, good. Maybe tell us a little bit about the process. So, do you feel like it is it prepares you for this now?
Yeah, I've been sitting and learning for a couple of months now, waiting for the academy. I leave at the end of this month. I've learned a lot. Worked on the computer side of things and read our policies. I can't really do much with the public, so I'm mostly at the office.
Okay. Is there a certain area you really like working in? Or which Porsche part of this do you like?
So far, I don't really know. but I like working in like the mental health side of things. So
that's an important part of this. If you're an officer and you come up on the scene of something, and you have to kind of interpret what's really happening, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's see. So you'll be going to the academy. Maybe take us through the timeline for you right now.
I don't think that's a question for me. I don't know how that works.
You don't know yet.
Okay. So the current academy ends, they graduate April 12th, the one that's currently going on.
Okay.
And we do have Deputy Wendishausen out there, expecting him to be back here in the next, obviously, couple of weeks and start the field training portion of our training for him. And then Deputy Ostell and Scott Timmerman is our other hire.
Mm-hmm.
They will go out on April 28th, and that's the Academy in Grand Island for 16 weeks. Obviously in class, in the field, you know, that they train out there, and then come back in that 12 weeks of FTO and in-house stuff.
What kind of stuff are you learning there, I guess, of what I would it be? Mostly, I guess I'm just curious as to what kind of stuff you learn when you're there.
It's pretty much everything. So when you see a deputy or an officer take a crash report, they learn that at the academy. Statutes, criminal law, criminal constitution, arrest, search, and seizure. You're learning the first 6 weeks or so is kind of book work. You're in the classroom learning, and then the rest of the time is all skills and that sort of thing. So you're really learning how to be a cop, and you're getting the foundation out there. And then when you come back, you learn agency specific things. So like, how does Dodge County handle a domestic dispute? How does Dodge County handle a certain traffic crash or something like that? So the academy does an amazing job at building that foundation. And then we put on the roof, and then they're on their own.
Okay. Yeah.
And then once out of the classroom, then the fun part of the academy starts. You're outdoors and firearms for a couple of weeks. You're driving on their driving track and everything, defensive tactics, a lot of scenario-based things happen outside of the classroom as well.
Okay, yeah, that's it is. It's a definitely a process for every situation, I'll bet.
Yes, yeah. It's a lot. And it's a lot to digest in 16 weeks, but that's why they train the way that they do, so that way they have time to really learn that stuff.
Okay. Do you still get a whistle when you go?
I did not get a whistle.
Did you get a whistle?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
That was for traffic control.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we learned 4 hours of how to blow a whistle.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah. I remember being told stories of that. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
So, I bet you're like, really? I got to do that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's probably different ways to do it, right?
Yeah.
Different.
And obviously like hand signals and everything like that. And the public doesn't listen to the whistle or watch you do anything. No,
Got a whistle. I remember. Yeah.
I heard a whistle. Now what do I do?
Right? Exactly. Yeah. So, so we welcome Claire and Scott Timmerman to the sheriff's office. And
well, where's Scott? I want to know where he is.
He's actually reading a book to the kindergarten class.
Oh, good.
Or preschool.
Preschool. Little Lambs Preschool in North Bend. They had a prior engagement this morning.
With Deputy Ewing.
Oh, good. Nice.
So they went that
way. Nice. Good deal. Good.
Well, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Yeah, welcome. Glad to have you, that's for sure. And I hope it all goes well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then just real quick, we are in the middle of our You Text, You Drive campaign. That started on April 1st and goes through April 8th. So texting and driving. We got extra deputies out for traffic on that. And then we will be participating in the drugged driving April 19th through the 21st that weekend.
Okay.
So anybody that's under the influence, I mean, we're still doing our thing out there with everything else, but really going to focus on under the influence of narcotics or any other prescription medication while driving.
Is there anything, I guess, different that you look for when you're doing that enforcement?
We're just getting either calls from the public on impaired driving.
Okay.
And we don't know that at the beginning until a traffic stop is conducted.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it's under the influence and they show impairment, and if we determine that it's not alcohol related, then it might be another, you know, something else on board that's a prescription medication or illegal substances that they're under the influence of.
I'm just curious, on the texting side, do you get a lot of calls of people going, saying, hey, we sat at the light for 15 seconds or whatever it is, and so-and-so didn't move?
Yeah, it could be that. Or we get a lot of calls that they believe that they're impaired, and then they call in, you know, they're all over the road, they're driving on the shoulder, that sort of thing. We get behind them, they're doing the same thing, we pull them over, they're not impaired, they were just using their cell phone. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times it comes in more as a reckless driver than as I sat at the light, you know, six people honked at me or whatever else.
Right.
But no, it definitely comes in as a reckless driving too. And with the drug driving, we actually have a drug recognition expert that after the initial deputy determines that alcohol is not a factor and that it's drugs, we call in that drug recognition expert to then conduct more field sobriety maneuvers and to see what they're actually on.
Okay. Yeah. So texting is on right now, and then the other will start up middle of the month?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
It's a quick one.
All right. Yeah. Anything else, I guess, as far as things that are going on or things people should be aware of right now?
April 20th.
We do have Healthy Kids Day April 20th. That's at the Y here in town. And we're partnering with Three Rivers and doing a car seat safety check. So we'll be out there. I think I've convinced the sheriff to be out there. He's not going to fit in a car seat, but he'll attempt to help. And we'll be out there at 10 to noon. And there'll be more coming on that as well, kind of middle of the month. But yeah, just a preface, if you need your car seats checked or installed by certified people, we'll be at the Y that day. And there's going to be a ton of stuff for your kiddos to do. So bring them out. Even if you don't need car seats, we'll have a ton of stuff for them to do.
Yeah, it seems to me on that side of things, on the car seat side, anymore for me as a grandpa, it's like, okay, what age?
Oh, sure.
What's the cutoff?
Yes, and it's 8 now. So it used to be, so they're up to 8 in a booster, and it's used to be 6. And so, yeah, it's increased too. And especially as a grandparent, you have to make sure that they're safe in your car just as well as they're safe in their parents' car. So,
yeah, definitely. All right. I think that'll do it.
Claire would love to do Would You Rather.
Well, I was just wondering if she wanted to be a part of that.
I was going
to
say we have to do Would You Rather.
Oh,
absolutely.
All right. Well, here we go. First one. Would you rather have a job that requires constant travel or a job that keeps you in one location?
Depends on where I'm traveling.
True. Yeah, if I'm going to go to St. John every week, I'm thinking, ooh, maybe I would like that for a little while. I would agree. It'd have to be somewhere exotic, I think.
I know, me too.
Yeah. All right. Would you rather find true love once and lose it or have multiple meaningful relationships throughout your life?
Definitely the first one.
Multiple would be crazy, wouldn't it? Oh, my gosh. Would you rather never age physically but age mentally or never age mentally but age physically?
I think I would rather age physically, not mentally.
Yeah, I think I would agree. Yeah.
I want to keep my mind.
Yeah, I want to keep my mind. Otherwise, because I get to the age where I'm like, I don't care what you think, right?
I know, yeah.
Last one. Would you rather have the power to heal any physical ailment or the power to heal any emotional pain? That's a good question for you.
Yeah.
I think probably emotional.
Mm-hmm.
There are doctors out there to do the other stuff.
Right. Yeah. I think the doctor can fix me. I would say the same, I think. I'd go with the emotional pain because I think that can be harder on people.
Yes,
for sure.
I agree.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for playing along. We appreciate
Thank
it,
you.
Claire. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
We've got one more guest yet this morning.
I know,
we have Keith Fremont Beautiful ready to go this morning.
Busy Wednesday.
And again, remind our listeners how they can get a hold of you guys.
You can always contact us at 402-727-2700, or if you would like to remain anonymous, use that P3 app or the Zerker portal.